Bradford has been working on increasing the number of accessory dwelling units, ADUs, permitted in town, both in response to provincial policy and as another way to increase density and create more homes, and that has some residents fired up. During the February 20 meeting, council directed staff to begin public consultation on a new draft of the zoning bylaw to increase the number of ADUs allowed on residential lots with municipal services to 2 from 1, as well as allowing ADUs in accessory buildings like garden suites. That came in response to Provincial Bill 23, which passed on November 28, 2022, and made changes to the Planning Act to permit 2 ADUs in addition to the primary unit in single and semi-detached houses and townhouses, allowing up to 3 dwelling units on residential lots with full municipal services. Then, based on a report from Chief Administrative Officer Jeff McKnight, at their April 2 meeting, council voted to further increase the number of permitted ADUs to 3 in addition to the main unit for a total of 4 units within a single structure, 4plex, or 2 accessory units in a main structure and 1 in an accessory building. According to the report, the additional increase came in response to advice from the federal government that the town would have a better shot at qualifying for the Federal Housing Accelerator Fund, HAV, by including upzoning and legalizing missing middle housing, which they define as 4plexes or more. Following a public open house on May 14, council held a public meeting on May 28 regarding the proposed requirements, including that ADUs in the main structure have a maximum floor area of 49%, that only 1 parking space be required for each ADU, in addition to the 2 spaces required for the main dwelling, and that no ADUs be permitted on properties serviced by septic systems or in places considered hazardous by any local conservation authorities. Those ADUs in accessory buildings are set to require an unobstructed 1.2 meters path to allow access for emergency services to the rear of the house or to a detached residential structure in the rear yard. When it comes to the size of accessory buildings being used as ADUs, staff recommended common setbacks to provide for drainage and safety purposes, as well as being no more than 5.4 meters tall. About 2 dozen people were in the audience for the meeting, and of the 14 who spoke, most were either opposed to the proposed changes and/or requested that they be put on hold to allow for more public consultation. Many concerns were around negative impacts to property values, parking and congestion, but also regarding safety, drainage and impacts on infrastructure like sewers. Some of those who spoke supported the ADUs as a way to create more affordable housing or private suites for aging family members. Councillors did agree to hold a second public meeting, which took place on September 10. Many of the residents who attended and the opinions shared were the same or similar to those from the first public meeting on May 28. But others had some new suggestions, such as a policy requiring landlords to live in one of their units. Staff also took the opportunity to provide more information to residents, noting they have no concerns over the ability of the town's infrastructure to handle ADUs as a result of the proposed bylaw. Masoudi explained emergency services would be able to attend calls at ADUs located in backyards thanks to the required setbacks, and all ADUs would be required to meet and pass inspections for the building and fire codes plus property standards. Wiebe further explained Bill 23 prevents the town from implementing minimum size requirements for ADUs, but those units are still required to include sleeping, cooking and washroom facilities. Several councillors remained skeptical, but council isn't expected to make a decision until a later date, following a recommendation and report from staff summarizing the public feedback. Until then, anyone can submit comments in writing via email to planninginfo@townofbwg.com. For more information, visit townofbwg.com/aduzoning.